Ladies and what the fuck? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is the very first episode of Dungeon Mystery Theater again. But this one is Dungeon Mystery Theater Wrongful Termination. I, of course, am the DM, Bob O. I will not be playing a DM player character for this particular adventure. Normally I do. It's going to be an experience. I, of course, am joined. Yes.
Just one quick thing. Wrongful termination sounds like an abortion. Moving on.
Well, it's been fun, everybody. Thanks for listening to Dungeon Mystery Theater.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Charisma, just for that, you get to start. Introduce yourself, how long you've been playing, etc. Because I'm going last now because of you.
My name is Charisma. I'm an old person, so I have been playing for 20 years, and I don't want to talk about it anymore because that's a fucking long time, and eat my dick. I will also be playing a bunny named Usagi, who's a gunslinger. A bun slinger, if you will.
Is your bun slinger also a pun slinger?
No.
I haven't decided yet. Maybe every once in a while. His sense of humor is going to be very dry, though.
All right. Next, because he's new to the table, let's go with Damon. Go ahead.
Greetings. I am Dare Damon. I have been playing D&D off and on for going on almost 30 years. So that puts me in the old-ass category, as Charisma put it. Yeah.
You can't tell me it doesn't.
No, it definitely does not. I mean, I fully embrace the oldness of what I am. But yeah, I've known the DM Bob here for a good 20 or more years at this point.
We are looking at almost exactly 20.
Yeah. And so tonight I will be playing a half-elf drow lineage character by the name of Archon. And he is a Tempest Cleric and Storm Sorcerer combo.
All right. Also new to our table, but not new to the podcast itself. Umsie.
Oh, hi. I've been playing off and on for about 10 years. That's really all. I am a baby. I'm playing a Sapphire Dragonborn Barbarian named Claire Death, and that's it. I just exist.
All right. Molly, you're up. Walrus.
He's gonna be shiny.
Hi. I'm the Walrus. I'm a cyborg Walrus. I have been I've been playing D&D for 9 years. So yeah.
Molly is a baby.
I am. I'm compared to everyone else. Yes. And
all these fledgling players.
Sorry, old man.
Anyways, you will be playing.
I will be playing an elven wizard.
What's your name?
/ merchant. Oh, Grimoire.
What's your name?
And last and almost certainly least, Spencer?
Ouch.
Hi. I'm Fuck You Bob. I am Spencer Hart. I have been playing with myself for 20 minutes.
You know.
Gross.
No, I'm
I almost said cumsy.
Hey!
Earlier.
Gross. I have been playing D&D off and on for about 10-12 years. And I will be playing a Lightfoot halfling named Tavarius Kane. I am a rogue.
I mean, it's at least it's not Xanax the Rogue Sorcerer again.
Hey, first of all,
oh my god, he
that was
cool.
Xanax the Great. What was I was a wizard, wasn't I?
Rogue
yeah,
Sorcerer.
Yeah, you're an enchantment wizard.
I thought
that's what it was.
Anyway,
no, you're correct.
I am Bobbo, the DM. As I said, I have been playing D&D since about 2005. So I'm kind of in the middle. I've been running since about 2008.
Bob, I know you. You don't run. You kind of do this, like, half, like, stomp.
Yeah, but you know what? I walk faster than you run.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah, well.
He does the mash. He does the monster mash.
So.
And then he breaks his rib.
I hate you. I hate you. And I was on the phone with your girlfriend when I broke my rib. So.
Okay. I'm moving
on.
Oh,
the higher God, I get, hurtful. The better this night gets. Woo!
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's maybe do something remotely close to Dungeons & Dragons before, you know...
That sounds amazing.
10 o'clock hits. Or 11 in some of our cases. So, ladies and gentlemen, to give you guys a little bit of background, this world has seen much turmoil over the years. I will let you all know that this is a homebrew world that I have tried running games with this group before, and I lost a whole episode. And then I lost another episode, and then it just fell apart. Anyway, nobody ever said that I was smart, okay? Exactly. Let's just be honest.
That's freaking true.
Save the episode.
I'm immediately uploading
it.
I am immediately uploading it to the P3
moving on.
Google Pop Drive. Cast. Ladies okay. and gentlemen. So this world consists of several islands. It's several islands and several continents. World itself is heavy in sea trade, has had its problems with pirates in the past, of course, and it used to have a river of lava flowing through it, until a group of intrepid adventurers defeated the Dark God within the volcano, and have essentially brought the world back into balance, as it were. The lava river has dried up, and by dried up, I mean hardened, turning it into...
Rock hard!
So, everything has started to kind of grow back around that lava river, and it's turned into rather fertile farm ground. After the defeat of the Dark God. Now, since that Dark God was defeated, it has been about 100 years. The world has changed quite a bit, and it has grown into a more industrious world. There are a lot more bigger cities all over, and long story short, these cities have grown and They now are better connected via magic, via teleportation circles, etc. All of this has happened due to a corporation, as it were, that has mostly remained rather nameless, but there are a few names that are thrown around with it, which are escaping me at the moment, but we will get that next time. So, that being said, we join our intrepid adventurers in this particular moment. If everybody wants to pull up their roll 20, you will see that they are in a very well-drawn hold of a ship. with 10, 11 jail cells within this hold. Pretty good sized jail cells, obviously. And you are each in separate cells as you have all been arrested for crimes against crimes of various sorts. Be it murder, be it murder, be it thievery, be it just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Everybody should be able to move themselves correctly, or correct, not correctly. Yep.
Indeed.
I can move myself.
I just want to make sure that I have Spencer marked as able to move. Yep. Okay. Perfect. All right. So, you are in a hold. You are the only five prisoners, and you have all been told that you are being taken to the volcanic prison of... You're being taken to the volcanic prison. This is a prison that was built after the fall of the Dark God in what used to be his prison. It was thought to be only suiting to put a prison for criminals in there as well. So
apparently we're being guarded by a giant.
I am fixing that. He's getting smaller. There are two of them.
Oh no, they're shrinking. What's going on this ship?
All right. So there are two guards. Kieran and Molly have just suddenly decided that they are together. Whatever. All right. So.
What? I thought I moved myself. How are we together yet? what's happening?
Oh well, they just. I guess they just.
Yes, I will. This moved fast.
All right. So you guys are.
They told me there were no more empty cells, and then I looked up. They were lying.
So you guys are all in your cells. Every time.
Who keeps moving me?
I think you're the only one other than me that can move you.
Okay, well, I put myself back in a separate cell, and every time I look, fine. Move on.
You're the only one that can move you. I think Molly can.
Okay.
Ooh, wait a minute. Hold up. There. Okay. All right. So.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the deleted scenes portion of Dungeon Mystery Theater.
All right. So you guys are guarded by two very bored guards with crossbows. One of them appears to be napping. The other one appears to be playing some sort of solitaire game. So if you guys would like to speak amongst yourselves.
Okay.
The jail cells have, like, can we see each other through the sidewall?
Yeah, they're just bars. It's very bare. You have a pile of hay in a corner to sleep on.
What else to sleep on?
And you have a bucket to pee in.
Have we had all of our belongings taken from us? Words are hard.
Unless you hid something up your bum, yes.
Okay.
Well, Rogue, here's your time to shine.
I didn't happen to see
prison wallet.
I didn't happen to see where they put my stuff, did they?
As you were getting onto the boat, you noticed that a lot of the gear, the extra gear and such, was placed in a come on, brain. Work tonight.
Chest.
A chest. I was going to say a bag of holding, but no, a chest makes more sense.
So is it like in this room or is it somewhere else?
The chest is, so you are the bottom deck. And the chest is on the first deck below the main deck. This is a 4-level ship, and you are on the bottom level.
Okay. So it's 2 up from us?
Correct.
How wide are the bars in between each other?
Wide enough for rats, but not halflings.
I mean, which guard is the one that's sleeping?
So the one that is sleeping is the one up here by the stairs. And this one seems to be playing some sort of solitaire-esque game.
Yep.
How clearly can I see everyone else in the cells?
Pretty clearly. It's not
kind of like open cells from side to side.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to see each other. You're not being separated per se. I'm going to give him a little table to play his game on.
Well, I guess I'll have my boy walk up to the bars real quick.
You're going to go up to the bars?
Yeah.
All right. You are at the bars.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm going to...
I'm just watching the other guy play the game, just trying to give him pointers. Like, you know, if you move 3 over there, you could then move the queen to the other stack.
So he kind of looks at you like, he looks at you for a second, and he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't see that. And then he moves it over.
Can I hear them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's as much as this looks like it would be hard to hear each other through it, you can definitely hear each other.
Cool.
So the one closest to me is... Molly, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to, on my right, there's a cleric?
Yes.
And on my left, there is a gunslinger.
Correct.
And the cleric seems a little busy, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts and kind of focus on the gunslinger in the cell next to me. And I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to cast Detect Thoughts. I'm just going to talk.
Okay.
This sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
The volcanic prison. You know, I've read about that. Volcanic ash. Can't imagine it's very good for your lungs.
I mean, I guess.
You have no game.
No, don't move the seven, yeah, because if you move the seven, then you can't move the jack. You're mixing up your whole game, man. Come on, focus.
So now while put the Damon queen with the jack.
So while Damon is distracting the other guard, I'm going to move to the front of my cell. Is there some sort of lock on the front of my door?
Yes.
I'm going to quietly attempt to pick it, slowly.
Roll that at disadvantage. You do not have tools unless you hid them up your butt.
Prison wallets!
Lucky for you, I was a male stripper.
Sleight of hand, right, Pablo? Sleight of hand?
Yes.
That is an 18.
Okay. You hear, after about 5 minutes, because you said you're doing this very slowly.
Because I want to be as quiet as possible.
Yeah, so this takes a long time.
Okay, but while he's doing that as well, I am trying to also subtly cast Mage Hand while I am assisting him with his card game and trying to take his set of keys from him.
Yes, okay. So go ahead and roll me, that'd be Stealth, I believe.
Stealth? Sure. That would be a natural 20, plus 1, so 21.
Jesus, it begins.
First blow of the night, and it begins.
All right, so
at the same time, I could also be deceiving him, and that would only make it a 25.
So, Spencer, you feel the click, and you feel it come loose. As you deftly open this lock, Damon, you use your mage hand and you pick his keys off of him very, very easily. They were apparently half hanging out of his pocket.
Like, now you see, you just keep going down that row, and you know, you'll be able to just move up the 8, and then the 9, and then the 10. You're doing great.
And so then I just... Do you really think the carcinogenics
those
are going
gently
be, like,
into the cell?
The worst thing to worry about?
Absolutely not.
How dark is it on the, like, the left side of these walls here, like over here? Along this wall here.
Along this wall?
Yeah.
It's pretty well lit. There's lamps through. There's lamps hanging here. And there's a lamp hanging right above the table here. So it's not immensely well lit, but it's not, like, depressingly dark.
Oh, I'm depressed.
It's dark enough for me to attention. Sleep?
One of them's asleep and the other is already distracted.
Oh, the other's already distracted?
Yes. You can sneak. Damon's distraction is going to take it from what would normally be a disadvantage to just your straight stealth roll.
Good. Okay.
How old do the bars then... things look?
How old do the bars look?
Yeah.
They look like they've been recently replaced, but they weren't replaced with super high quality metal.
Good enough. All
right. Okay. Well, first things first is I'm going to actually attempt to sneak here, and I'm going to look at the gunslinger, and I'm going to go, not make noise, make the
motion. Yep.
Gunslinger.
Yeah.
Yes, I allow.
So I'm going to attempt to unlock the same one, right, unlock her, unlock theirs.
Okay. Go ahead and roll. Again.
Don't tell him that's the barbarian.
Huh? Oh, that's the barbarian, not the gunslinger. That's Umsi. Oh,
okay, that's fine. I thought that was the gunslinger. Sorry.
Okay,
that's fine.
How dare you?
Damon, you said that you were going to try and unlock the door then while you were helping him.
18.
No, I'm not going to unlock my door. I'm going to continue giving him advice for his game, but okay. I am going to use my mage hand and bring the keys over to here.
Okay.
Here, and kind of jingle them into my neighbor's cell, and then drop them in his hay bin.
Oh, okay, perfect. So yes,
I rolled an 18, so I assume that still succeeds.
Yep.
You're gonna rapidly hate my character, Bob.
Rogues that can never fail.
Okay, so then I'm going to whisper to the barbarian.
All right.
I'm going to go, I'm going to try to sneak you into the gunslinger cell.
Have you seen how big I am?
Try not to kill them.
I'm also blue.
Fuck. All right. I'm just sitting here doing GM rolls and
suppose I'll follow.
Oh my god. Okay. Yes.
Alright, so we'll move on to the next one.
Alright.
I'm gonna grab those keys and just one second. I'm really sorry about this.
You're good.
Can I make an attempt to unlock the cell while keep doing that?
Yeah.
You want to roll for my stealth real quick?
Oh, yeah.
how about a natural 20?
I'm going to grab those 27. Keys.
Okay.
So, here, I will... This is going to be weird, but hi.
What's your
3?
Here's confirmation for you.
Oh my freaking god!
Unnatural 20 for stealth. Somehow.
No, that's a sleight of hand check.
No, for me.
Oh, perfect.
No, he got a dirty 20, but still got a 20.
Yeah, he said unnatural. Yeah, dirty.
So the gunslinger's cell's unlocked?
Yeah. 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 All the cells except...
So, I'd like to take that key, and yes. I'd like to get that guard's attention playing the card game.
Okay.
And I would like to cast suggestion on him.
Okay. What does he get for a saving throw?
No, wait, no. I don't have my stuff. I can't do that. Never mind.
I could say if you don't have a focus or the components you need for suggestion.
What is the component for suggestion?
That's correct. I need a honeycomb.
So no.
So yeah, no. There's no.
Hold on. All right. Because this is a ship that spends time all over the world. If I roll higher, then I have two D6s here. All right. So high okay. or low?
We're going to go low.
Low? All right. So see my nice little rolling spot here. So low is going to be below 6.
Nah.
Well, it's 6 or six. Below. It would actually be 6 or it would be six exactly. or below. Would be low.
Well, six or
that's
below.
That's yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. All right. So you find the barest bit. I'm giving them advantage on the saving throw. But you can get okay. the spell off.
Okay, what so is I'm going to take that throw? Honeycomb, and I'm going to take a bite of it, and I'm going to get that guard's attention,
all right.
and I'm going to cast Suggestion. The saving throw is going to be 14.
Okay, what is the, like, is it charisma?
Wisdom. Wisdom.
Okay, so it is going to be plus one. Like I said, I'm giving him advantage. Okay, so he passes the saving throw.
Oh, okay. Then it's going to look super awkward when I tell him to go kill his sleeping friend.
Which would just make him look at people
who are upset. He raises a hand.
Kill that guy sleeping over there.
He raises a hand to Damon. He says, "Hold on, just a second, okay?"
Yeah, sure. Do what you need to.
You shut the hell up. I don't want none of your honey tongued bullshit.
Is he going to say anything about the?
And then he gets a perception roll.
So my dragonborn looks at him and goes, shh.
So, you know, Umsi's sitting right here next to me. I go, okay, roll a d20 on GM roll. I roll a 2.
This person is blind.
This
person. I was just really into their game of software. Okay, you know what? You've only got like 12 more cards to go. I think you can do this, man.
Yeah, I think so too. And he goes back to playing his solitaire. He's just laser focused.
I mean,
you've
already got the hearts and the spades all done out. All you got to do is just finish out those.
What the fuck is a
clubs
spade?
And diamonds? And hey, that's almost a dumb dame.
Okay, So, Umsi moved into the cell with charisma, right?
I super didn't, but
are you going to?
I mean, I can open the cell.
Well, that was the plan.
Okay. So you go right inside of it.
And then I'm going to move to heat my stealth over to here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to kind of really whisper and go, I need the key.
Okay.
Hello, buddy.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay, finally.
We're escaping.
Finally. The guard stands up because he spots you because you whispered. But he stands up and he spots you and his table goes flying. What? What are you doing? Out of your cell. And he raises his crossbow. Get back in your cell.
I use prestidigitation to snuff all the torches in the room.
Okay, you guys are in pitch darkness.
Good thing I'm afraid. Go unlock my cell door with the key.
Okay.
How are you gonna do
and
that?
Then hand me the key.
Since I do not need any, since now all the lights are out and nobody can see me, and I don't need any other components for this, I am going to reach my hands through the bar at the guard. I'm going to clap them together, and I am going to cast Thunderwave.
Oh, okay.
In that case, I'm gonna...
Or I can... Or...
Because that's a 15-foot cube, right?
It's a 15-foot cube originating from me. So if I do that here, basically it can go out in this whole area.
It'd be out to here. It'd be out to here, just missing Spencer.
Gosh, basically a 15-foot cube originating from me is like that.
Okay.
I can angle it how I need from him, so it would be right there.
All right, gotcha. All right, so he gets a saving throw, right?
Can't you do like an aura? Like if I do 15, yeah.
That's cool as hell. Anyway.
Yeah, so it's a... it is a constitution saving throw, and since that is one of my cleric spells, that save DC is a 13.
Okay, he barely passes it.
That's okay, he still will take damage.
Yep.
He takes half his damage, half as much damage, but he isn't pushed away, which is what I was really going for, but oh well. So let's see here. He still takes... Here, that's 10 rolled, so he takes 5 thunder damage.
5 thunder damage, okay.
And isn't pushed away. However, any unsecured objects in the area are also pushed 10 feet away. And there is also a huge...
thunderous boom.
Yes, a thunderous boom that everybody can hear within...
300 feet?
Sorry, something? Guys. 300 feet.
Do you want to move me next to Spencer?
All right.
Not.
Next to.
Oh, gotcha. There you go. All right. So you are next to Spencer?
I'm going to yell for Mr. Cleric to get out of the way. And I'm going to use my Thunder Breath.
All right. So he's... So that gets blown into this bar here. Your Thunder Breath is a 30-foot cone. And let's see here. Because I know I have access to cones and stuff.
2d6.
Mm-hmm. 2d6. I know I have access to cones.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, that's barely going to hit him. So you roll 8 points of damage. He gets a constitution save. So let's DC roll 14. That quick. D20 plus that. He passes, so he'll take 4 points of damage. Mm-hmm. But that is enough to knock him to the ground. And he is unconscious on the ground. However, the echoing booming has awoken this guard.
I'm calmly walking out of my cell at this point.
All right.
And the gunslinger's cell.
And 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. All right. All right. Did the cleric get his the door open yet?
Not yet.
I'm going to also press the key into Spencer's hand as I calmly walk out of my jail cell.
Okay.
And this guard, I'm going to, I'm going to cast, Mind Slipper on him.
Which guard?
The guard over here, though. The other, the one over here that was asleep. He's waking up.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah. And I'm going to, I'm going to cast Mind Slipper on him. And he has to make an intelligence saving throw.
Oh, okay.
What's the DC?
14.
Okay. He fails.
Okay. He takes a D6 of psychic damage. So all right. I'm just going to real quick. That's 4 points of psychic damage to him.
All right.
And then, yeah.
All right.
That's it for me.
So, before we have any more actions, there's my dice. I think. Nope, that's not dice. Damn. Not that lucky. Well, I'll break my rule. All right. So, as so this one is down. Excuse me. All right, guys. So as you cast that mind sliver on him, you see him reel back in pain, as you have obviously harmed him quite a lot, and you hear the thundering footsteps of three more guards running down the stairs. So there's one. And Axe Boy will be number two. Oop, come on. Boop. And number three will be... we'll do the captain here. So three more guards come running down and... roll for initiative, everybody, please. So I'm going to go around. I have everybody written down here. So, Stefan?
I am 15.
All right. Spence?
19.
All right. Molly?
16.
Charisma?
I also got a 16.
Okay. So,
what's your dex, Molly?
My dex is...
mine's an 18.
Mine is 16. Yours is definitely higher. All right.
I go before her.
Got it. Spencer and C dexes, please.
16.
20.
Okay. All right. And number four. All right. So, top of the round is going to be Spencer Hot.
Ooh.
Kind of. There we go.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
not a whole lot I can do without any weapons, other than punch.
I mean, nobody checked this guard for weapons.
I don't even know if my cell is open.
It's not.
Okay, I'll do just that.
Perfect.
I'm 30 feet away.
All right. And you have the key, I believe.
Yes.
So you'll be able to just unlock that. That can be your action. Okay. Anything else?
So wait. No, what did I just do?
So you used your move and your action to get the door unlocked for Damon.
Okay. Yep, I'll do that. And then I'll move 5 more just to be in position to search the guard.
Okay. All right. I'll let you, if you want to roll, I mean, they're visible on his body. You see 2 daggers and a short sword.
Ooh.
So, those are what is visible.
Okay.
Alright. Next up would be Umsi.
Well, as a bonus action, I'm going to rage.
Okay.
Then I'm just gonna... I suppose... move up to about...
All right. We'll turn you around so you're actually facing your opponents here.
Yeah. Can't really do much beyond that.
You can prepare an action, unless you wanted to dash.
You can act. Yeah, if you do a double, you'll be here.
Oh, fair enough.
All right. I just counted it out for you. All right. That brings up guard number 1, who is going to step around the corner here. Actually, he's going to step around the corner. 15, and he has a sap, so it's not going to deal anything lethal.
Can he see?
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. So he is stopped right here. he is going to instead, he's going to take a stone out of his pocket that is emitting a, not a bright glow, but it'll give him 5 feet to see. So that's going to be that. And he's only going to go there because it is difficult for him to see.
Seems like a low budget horror movie in a sec.
Yeah, kind of. guard number 2.
Wait, what's
is
going on down here?
Follow suits and only Billy? 10 feet.
We heard a noise. What's going on down here?
They are communicating.
Okay, I'm going to go take a shower.
that is going to bring up charisma.
So I don't have dark vision or anything, so, I can't see shit. So I'm gonna move up to about where I can, you know, hold on to the fucking door frame here. I know I see a little bit of light down there. And, I'm just gonna hold my action. If something comes at me, I'm gonna hit it.
Okay. Molly. Who you mind raping this time?
who am I going to mind rape? Indeed, that is the question.
I kind of just want
everyone is the answer.
You know that scene from Finding Nemo with the shark? Just lean in. Hello.
Unsi is 5 feet away from him, so he can't see him yet, can he?
Nope.
Not yet, no.
I want to move up a little bit here. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Okay. And then, is there a torch sconce above this fellow right here?
Yeah, let's say yes, there
or
is.
Or like here? Okay, so I'm going to use prestidigitation, and I'm going to relight that torch, and I want to try and roll to intimidate this guard when he sees this crazy guy brandishing a weapon at him.
This, like, 7 foot tall dragonborn.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so essentially I just want the lights to turn on, and I want to use my intimidation to use that as a device.
Okay.
So, alright, we're going to roll.
Oh my lord. I know what your intimidation is.
It'll be a double intimidate.
That's going to be an 18.
Okay, and Umsi rolled a 23.
So yeah.
You rolled a natural one.
He shits his pants.
He beyond shits his pants. He voids his bowels. Voids his bladder.
He is unconscious.
And starts crying.
After going with the Finding Nemo thing, it's like the little squid that also just inks himself.
Yeah, he inked himself. Let's just go with the Finding Nemo. Man, you guys, you made me ink. Damon, you're okay. Up.
And, can I reach up and turn?
All right, about time. So let's see here. I can move out of the cell, so I can go 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. 30 will get me up to here.
Okay.
Which would now put me within 60 feet. Perfect. All right, so this beginning guy... The right in front of Umsi here, in front of the Dragonborn.
Yep. The one who has successfully pissed himself.
The one who has successfully pissed himself. I'm going to make this even worse for him because I am going to cast Chromatic Orb at him, as I'm assuming that... Before actually I cast that, as a cleric, would they have taken away my, just like a simple necklace as a holy symbol?
No, they would actually be afraid to take away a holy symbol from a cleric of a sea god.
Then I am going to use then said holy symbol to cast Chromatic Orb, as that is my spellcasting focus. And I am going to attack him. So, let's see here. Roll a d20. And 7 to the... No, come on, asshole.
Are you good?
I just random tickle. I'm fine.
1d20... There we go. 24 to hit him.
Yes, that will hit this lowly guard.
All right, so that now makes him take 3d8 worth of damage. So only 3d8. He takes 16 points of an I'm going to make that thunder damage.
Oh. Oh.
Because I casted it, you know.
Okay. So 16.
So just a ball of thunderous energy just comes whirling out of the darkness and wax him.
Can I put out the torch above me?
Sure, I'll let you put the torch out as a bonus action. Just so Molly can bring it back up and around. Anyway, number three and number four. Number three has gotten smart and has retreated 10, 15 feet back up the stairs and then came back 15 feet with a torch. So that's all of what they could do. And number four, with that torchlight, is going to, that's going to be low light out to about there. So he's going to take a shot at Umsi.
He misses.
He does not have, yeah, no. It bounces off of the barbarian's gem-coated body. It tickles ever so slightly. Top of the round, bringing up Spencer Hart.
Spence?
Sorry, I was coming back from the bathroom. okay, so. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I had you in my ear. I will search the guard.
Okay.
I will pick up. Can I pick up both daggers and the short sword all in one go?
You can get both daggers or a dagger and a short sword.
I will do a short sword and a dagger.
All right.
And then I will... How much of that movement did it take for me?
That was 5 feet of movement. And your bonus.
So then I'll go... So that would have been what, here?
Yep.
So then I'll move... Here.
Okay.
End my turn.
Alright.
I lay one trap card face down and end my turn.
Nice move, Yugi.
Alright.
What could Yugi be planning with that face down card?
Man, I hope Kyber doesn't realize that's my expired driver's license.
And all I have to do is tell them to believe in the heart of the card.
Hey guys, speaking of Yu-Gi-Oh!, Magic the Gathering, all of those card games, check out Galactic Gaming, exclusive sponsor of Dungeon Mystery Theater. They gave us a great discount on some of the books that I've purchased recently, as well as they have just so much there. We will have a commercial for them starting next episode. This one I wanted to get more work done before I started doing the, more of the story done before I started actually playing the commercial. But I'll play it at the end of this episode as well.
And what he means by that is until he makes me cut the commercial.
No, the commercial's cut.
Sponsor plug. Oh.
The commercial's been cut twice.
Anyway.
I'll send it to you. that's going to bring up Umsi.
I'm going to clear my throat.
Uh-huh.
And Thunder Breath.
You can only do that once per day.
I know, I was fucking with you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going
okay.
to go after the new boy.
I thought the new Dragonborn was that you could do it as many times as your proficiency per day.
Is it?
In Tasha's Cauldron? Oh, wait, no, in that's in Fizzbands.
Oh, well then, yes, you can do it again.
I guess technically it hasn't come out yet, but...
Yeah, it has come out. I own it.
Oh, in that case, I do clear my throat.
Yeah, the new rules for Dragonborns is that they can do their breath weapons equal to their proficiency per day.
Well, in that case...
I have one more.
Umsi is gonna... I'm guessing do that. Up.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I know I can do the 30-foot cone. I just got to figure out how. Does anybody remember how to do the 30-foot cone?
No, you can only do squares and circles, I think.
Huh. All right. Well. Okay, well,
10.
He is going to get a saving throw. Let's just roll that in here.
Wouldn't all of them get a saving throw?
Or all three of them, yeah. G, R, D, 20, plus. Okay, so one of them makes it. G, R, D, 20, plus.
You should take some of that pizza for lunch tomorrow. What?
And
Jesus.
Yeah, no, I'm not cheating. Anyway, so all three of them make it, so they're going to take half damage.
So that's 5 damage for all.
Which is still a decent amount. All right.
There's nothing else I can do.
Okay, that brings up guard number one, who is dead.
Perfect. He's
dead as shit.
Guard number two, who is going to take a swing at Umsi.
Got some reach out of her.
D20 plus 2. Does a 5 hit?
No.
Kieran, go ahead.
You're all very bad at your job.
You can see a little bit better now as there is a light source emanating from this person.
And so. The other guard by the staircase.
Oh, yep. That's actually who it was, is that guard.
I will move here and hold my action.
All right, Molly.
Molly. Okay, so I'm gonna stay right here. I'm going to cast Magic Missile on this guy.
All right,
and then
damage.
Immediately.
Little do they know that that is a amethyst dragonborn, so, you know, force damage is half. I'm kidding.
Brother!
I wouldn't fucking... do that. I wouldn't.
Oh, this guy doesn't... If he was an amethyst dragonborn, why would he have grabbed a torch?
Yeah.
For his human friends.
How many stops did the bus make?
All right, so, well, okay, so Jesus.
Nice. Yay, the captain's dead, apparently.
Well, the captain was just to differentiate it from the others.
Okay.
Because that's the one that they attacked. Probably attacked. All right.
I'm gonna use my bonus action now, and I'm gonna say, "Come on, boys! Your boss couldn't kill us. What hope do you have?"
Who is their boss?
That brings up Damon.
Me. Okay. Oh, let's see here. I am. Oh, thanks. Let's see here. I think that I am going to be here at 5, 10, 15, 20. Okay. All right, I will move 30 feet up to here.
Okay.
And I will prepare the chromatic orb spell again. But I will just be like holding a ball of lightning in my hand and follow along with the intimidation, more or less, of just saying, now's your chance to back off and run.
Okay. All right. That brings up number 3 and number 4.
And I will essentially hold my action to launch this chromatic orb at whoever attacked me.
Okay, so number 3 is technically dead, so that brings up number 4.
I'm not quite dead.
I'm quite alright.
Alright, so number 4 recognizes a standoff when he sees it.
Not much of a standoff.
And as he starts to back up, he backs up towards the stairs. He gets to the first step. You guys hear a grinding noise.
Oh my.
Followed by a explosion. And this entire wall right here of the bottom of the ship
begins right to here. Fill with water?
No. The prow, right? The prow? The front of another ship bursts through it.
Who the fuck is driving this thing?
Not me, I think.
And
oh, there goes plan A. Lifeboats.
It seems to lodge as spikes stick out and keep it from dislodging from the boat, and kind of making kind of a seal to not have any sort of water coming in. So to kind of freehand it here, it cuts through right here. Absolutely murdering this guard right here.
Almost murdering.
Oh, God!
Umsi gets guts and whatnot splattered all over him.
Oh!
Not even my birthday.
And, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're gonna stop it for tonight.
Hey, cleric, it smells like you.
Yay!
So, ladies and gentlemen, well, thank you for joining us for the first episode of Dungeon Mystery Theater.
Sorry we didn't have any weapons to give to you, Charisma, for you to be able to do
anything.
Something.
Oh, don't worry.
I feel like we all just kind of stole the show from you.
Ah, don't worry. Next episode, Charisma will have more than enough to do.
I could just Yavari it and jump up and pull the...
So... You guys will be able to join on. I will see you guys next week. For the people who are listening to this episode when it first comes out, Merry Christmas. And
Mercy Krimbus.
And happy holidays and such.
Happy
Christmas. Yep. Holidays and such. Oh, anyway.
We all know another that year Jesus was born.
And the next
year older, but not wiser.
And the next episode,
Lord, are you a December baby too?
December, baby. I'm coming down the chimney tonight.
Gross. Sagittarius or Capricorn?
Thanks for listening, folks.
He's a Sagittarius, I think, because I'm a Capricorn. But anyway,
what's the day?
Yeah, what is 16th? The day? Yeah, 16th.
The 16th. Then you're okay. A Sagittarius, like Shaylee-Ann.
Score.
So we'll see you guys next time, which I will be releasing these episodes every other week, which means that puts us right around my birthday, January the 3rd, for the second episode release. We want to make sure that we have as many of these in the bag as possible before...
Nice.
Before Matt.
Before somebody burps, I guess. But we will see you guys next time.
I'm sorry, I had to burp.
That's okay. We forgive you this time. So we'll see you guys next time. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night.
I promise to be wearing pants next time.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Liar.
Shocking twist.
Does hearing our adventure give you an itch that only Dungeons & Dragons can scratch? Sheldon at Galactic Gaming at 715 5th Avenue in Antigo, Wisconsin can help you scratch that itch with the latest in books and accessories, as well as premium minis to help you visualize that latest battle, and enough dice to make even the greediest dice goblin happy. But that's not all. Warhammer 40K and Age of Sigma minis have arrived at Galactic Gaming as well. You can even command your armies with other battle-hardened commanders at Galactic Gaming's custom-built Warhammer table. Speaking of commander, there's a host of them every Sunday when Galactic Gaming of Antigo hosts all-day Magic the Gathering commander games. Yes, Magic the Gathering, that age-old test of strategy and friendships. Galactic Gaming sells the latest spells that will put even the hardiest of friendships to the test. But maybe you're more of a duelist. Galactic Gaming of Antigo can help you become the king of games with the latest in Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading cards. Sometimes the need to catch them all overwhelms you, and yet again, Galactic Gaming can help with the latest cards to make you the next Pokemon League champion. And lastly, for the speed demons out there, Galactic Gaming has just installed a mini RC track with several different RC cars for sale. That is Galactic Gaming of Antigo, 715 5th Avenue, Antigo, Wisconsin. And if you have questions, give them a call at 715-350-5040.